So, I'm in college and I'm getting used to new things. One of those things I'm getting used to, besides putting my tongue in a vagina, is marijuana, something I've never had before. And, like, even though I've gotten a little used to it, you know, the whole process that's supposed to be for lazy stoners, which is very freaking complicated, putting your thumb over something while, never mind, that's a lot like lesbian sex as well. But, anyways, the problem is people notice that I don't like to take hits from them, and I notice that all those people are like 2 years younger than me. And what separates me from the younger crowd is that my generation had a book, you see, called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. Now, if you've never heard of this book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, what you need to know is basically the synopsis is this little fucking mouse comes up, this boy gives it a cookie, the mouse needs a cup of milk, and then it goes on and on because the mouse needs a nap and the mouse sleeps there. Obviously, this person who wrote this book was damaged by a freeloading frickin' drug addict. I mean, think about it. You have that friend who sits around, takes hits off your bowl all the time without contributing his own because he doesn't have a job. He just wants to hang out at the grown-up apartment to get away from his parents while he's a 27-year-old. But anyways, eventually your friends stop coming over to smoke pot because you think they're your best friend, but there's a whole bunch of other 20-year-olds where they can go smoke pot at. So no big fucking deal, right? Except you're so lonely that you keep this freeloading bastard around. And in your depression, you start doing harder drugs. We're talking heroin, things with needles. And well, if you give a fucking freeloading druggie a hit, guess what happens? Like the mouse who sticks around, this one sticks his thingy in the needle. And guess what? AIDS! Dun dun dun!